Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
The 2013 rugby league season has been launched, kicks off this Thursday night. We've been hearing plenty about it. One of the big pre-season announcements was the appointment of three co-captains for the Parramatta Eels. Jared Hayne, Rennie Matua are co-captains. Tim Manner is club captain. Apart from the unusual scenario of having three captains for a team, both Jared and Tim are very open about their Christian faith. In fact, exactly 1 year ago, we sat down with Jared Hayne on Open House to hear his very moving story. It's in the Open House book. Check out our website. So what's the significance of having two Christian men head up a rugby league team? Does it have implications for the wider game, maybe a culture shift in the game? There are few better people to ask than Jason Stevens. He played a whopping 14 seasons in the game and embraced Christian faith very publicly a few years after making his professional debut. He's got great insight, understanding, and a true knowledge of the game. Jason Stevens, welcome to Open House.
G'day, Lee. Thanks for your time.
I'm so glad you've joined us. Thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Jason, how do you feel this time of the year at the start of the season? Do you sometimes wish it could be you again? Or are you thankful maybe that you're not in the midst of all the bumps and bruises?
Yeah, look, I still drive past Shark Park every now and then and watch blokes training and almost collapsing in the heat. No, I throw up a prayer and say, thank you, God, that I'm finished, I'll be honest.
I'm sure. I've got no doubt. Let's take a look at this season then. In particular, these three captains for a rugby league side, talk us through the significance of that decision as you see it.
Yeah, well, I guess it's more common these days to have a couple of captains, particularly maybe one in the forwards, one in the backs, and they're very much this sharing role. And that kind of, I think, was initiated by Craig Bellamy, really. I mean, he's brought in so much to the game, the way Storm trained. They were cut above the rest, and he sort of brought that in, and it worked really well for the Storm, and other teams have followed. Look, on the footy field, everybody's a leader. I just think it's fantastic that these guys have stood out so much so in the off-season. And, you know, I actually lived close to Ricky Stewart, and it was something that he really wanted to get right going into this season. He took a lot of time. They trained the whole off-season basically without announcing their leaders, their captains. I think he just wanted to get a feel for the type of influence the boys had at training, and being appointed the co-captains is really a reflection of that leadership mantle that they've got on their life and how they do influence players just by being who they are, and they're great blokes.
During your days of playing, talk us through how important good leadership was, both professionally on the field, but also personally in your head away from the crowd.
I think to get your life in balance off the field very much helps you on the field. That's why the best captains are those who, they live those lives that lead by example. And being a captain, it's more than directing on the footy field. It's the ability to engage, to communicate, to build a level of trust and respect amongst players. And that's what, you know, Tim Manner, Jared Hayne have really shown. They're men that you can trust. They're selfless. I wish I could say the same for when I was played. I was always very focused on my own game, but I think in the last years of when I was playing, I released that and got more confident in being able to take my eyes, in a sense, off myself and encourage others. And I look at Timmy Manor in particular, who I know well, and he's just got that team focus. Whilst he's very driven himself, a great player himself, he's got that broader perspective, and, you know, that makes a great person, makes a great captain.
Jason, rugby league hasn't always had the greatest of reputations. For years, there have been lots of calls for a change in culture. Without overstating it, how significant is it to have two Christian leaders in this game, in one particular team?
Because when I was coming through the ranks, there was the likes of Brad Mackay and Tony Cassato, who played for Parramatta, Brad with Saints. And Brad had a big influence on me, as did my brother Paul. But it was far and few between, to be honest with you, the Christian influence within the game. But now, I mean, you look at most teams, and there are players in there who are proud to be who they are, and I think it's a great thing for the game. The culture's completely changed in that respect. I mean, you don't bat an eyelid now when there's a Christian footballer in the team, and, you know, they're probably living a bit of a different lifestyle to other options, it's not the big, big deal as it once was.
In practical terms, again without overstating it, what will these two men bring to that task that others may not?
I think personally, when you understand God and when you understand what's on your life to lead and encourage, there are many people who aren't Christians who are great leaders, yes, I must say. But I just can't help but think that there's a selfless nature of Christ that you take on board, and your focus becomes outward, and I think you bring that to the team. You bring a strength of character, because when you believe something and then you spend so much time with these blokes and they get to see if you're the real deal, if you really believe what you say. You might be a churchgoer, but you know, when they see these boys living their life caring for people, you know, that just speaks volumes.
Yes.
And so these blokes have got an influence, I would say, beyond the football field. They've spoken into young men's lives and they've shown them that there's a great way to live, and it is following Christ. And so I think the influence goes beyond competition.
I'm sure for a veteran like you, now on the sidelines, it lifts your spirits to see a bloke like Jared Haynes stepping up, leading from the front, after facing his own trials and adversity inevitably in this game.
Very proud of him, and I can relate to his journey the most, because he was leading a completely different lifestyle and pretty much had a radical change. Mm. And, you know, we're always changing and growing in God. But, yeah, I can really relate. It's one thing to enter into this relationship with God, but then it's another thing to stick it out and to actually be on the journey, because Christianity is not a sprint. It's a long-distance thing where there are just times when God pinpoint stuff in your life and he wants you to be free of things, and there's pain involved in letting go of what's familiar. Mm. And so I know he's been on that journey whereby he's bit by bit surrendering areas of his life, and I'm just so proud of him that he's doing that, moving forward with it. Because, you know, once you enter into this relationship with God, you know, you can, and you're transformed, and there's almost this adrenaline that goes with it. But then after a while, you know, when, you know, you learn to be led not by your emotions and just by more about what God says about you, you know, there's a whole journey involved, and it's just great that he's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, it's a great story. As I said, we can read it in the new Open House book. Other than being a passionate observer on the sidelines, what are you up to these days, Jason?
My wife, Beck, and I, we do Sydney Weekender with Channel 7, which has been good. It's really enjoyable, trialling all these different restaurants. Hey, someone's got to do it.
It's a tough job.
It's a tough gig. But, I also have a feature film in development. I studied screenwriting when I finished footy, and that's at the place. It's at a good place, and I've been able to attach some influential people on board on a project. So you'll hear more about that. Watch this space.
You bet. I want to know.
Really exciting, actually.
Great stuff. So here's the big question. Who's your pick for premiers this year?
I honestly think if Sharks can get their off-field stuff right, their team is fantastic. Their coach is fantastic. And I really think they'll give it a nudge. And apart from that, I would have trouble going past the Storm again, just because, you know, what they bring to the table and their leadership. They've got those three. They've got Slater, Cronk, and Cameron Smith. They're the best in the world. They're unbelievable to watch, and breaking that combination is not an easy thing, as we've seen. So I would probably say they're at the top of the list, but, you know, Sharks will give it a real good nudge. And I'm kind of hoping the Dragons will surprise a few. People are sort of writing them off, but, you know, don't write them off either. They've got a great spirit in that club.
And with Jared, Rennie and Tim, our heart choice is the Eels as well. Can't forget
them. Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure. I think it's going to be a transition year for them with a new coach, working out different relationships, and definitely do a lot better than last year. And, you know, that they may push a top eight spot. I don't think they can win it this year. You know, they'll be building a three-year plan, I would say.
Talk to Jared Hayden about that. Jason, Stephen, it's been such a treat to talk to you again. Thank you so much for joining us on Open House.
Pleasure, Lee. Love your show. Thanks, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.